There are things every child needs to know before he or she leaves home, things that need to be trained, things that are absolutely imperative. We're going to talk about that, the 30 imperatives every parent must teach.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. We've all heard that question. If you were stranded on an island, what three things would you need? And we always think water, a Bible, just because we're Christians and think
well,
that we're
going to... Well, I think we're supposed to say that.
Right.
That's a reality, but I think we think we're supposed
right.
to say that. Yes.
But yeah, we do have imperatives, things that every child must have. And what, 5, 10 of them?
Well, the ironic part about this is most of these things automatically happened in the past, but they don't happen anymore. And so if you were to ask me, what's my job description? I actually am filling in as the interim pastor at a church and letting the pastors there know what my job description is and then slowly sitting with each one and saying, what's your job description? Tell me what you're responsible to do as part of this team here. I think as a parent, we would want to know, what's my job description? If I don't, I let the world define it for me. If I don't, I let anybody define it for me and I mess up. So what we're going to do is look at 30 imperatives.
30.
And, you know, I think some of them you're going to realize, okay, they overlap and we get them. But just to focus on 30 things. And if I know these 30 and I make a list of these 30, then I'll be diligent to notice when I'm in the midst of one as far as which way to turn. But 30 imperatives to help raise a child to become a responsible adult. That's what we're pointing towards. 30 basic things to build this house called my child. And when you build a house, there's things you have to do. And so we want to look at those things.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, many times you want a marriageable and employable child when they grow up. I mean, but you also want a pleasant human being too.
Well,
you know,
if they're not a pleasant human being, they're probably not marriageable.
Probably, right,
yes.
Right. That's one of those overlapping things.
Yes, I think at the end of the day, we have not pointed our children towards adulthood because we can't define adulthood. We don't know what it means to be an adult. And there are far too many people that are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who are not yet adults. They're functioning like adolescents. So what do I need to teach? What is the part of the family that something that we know we need to make this thing happen? And I think you start by looking at the foundation of parenting. What is the foundation? What are we building on with our kids? And I think the first imperative I would want to back away as I'm looking at the foundation is I need to remind myself, why am I going home at night?
Hmm.
Why am I doing that? Why do I really work? Am I working so I can buy my next car? Am I working so I can get a flat screen? Am I working so I can get the 5G when it comes out? What if it ever comes out? Why am I working? Why am I going home? Because we often forget that and we act like the most important thing we do is go to work during the day, when in reality we go to work to be able to go to our home, and there's little lives there, those little talents that we don't want to bury in the sand or bury in activities.
Mm-hmm.
We want to invest in those. So I think to begin with, the parents got to back up and say, why am I going home and why am I doing what I'm doing? And start by then building a foundation. Your foundation is what everything is built off of in a house and in a child, and spending 20 years at least building the foundation of whose they are. Mm-hmm. What's this all about? Otherwise, it's all these little disconnected activities, which is really sand. Mm-hmm. And I want to build it on rock and the rock of a faith in Christ. And so I want to build that together. And then part of that, and they go hand in hand, giving my child a faith and what the rebar that holds that all together in the concrete of a faith is a discipline to follow that faith. And so if one of the things is a foundation of a faith in Christ, then the next thing I think that we want to give our children is the reality that it's great to know it, but you got to have the discipline to do it. You've got to be able to step up and do that. And connected to that is, and you and I have talked about this a lot here, a third thing, and we'll break each one of these down during the days to come, is my no has to mean no. That's the beginning of discipline, when my no means no.
So we're talking about 30 different things sort of every parent must do or train their child, 30 important aspects of parenting, and you're already listing them. So we want to kind of just run through them quickly, right? And then as the weeks go by, we're going to tackle each one.
Yeah, and I think when you use the number 30 initially, it's absolutely overwhelming until you just heard me give two, and they're no-brainers. You know,
yeah.
the two no-brainers are, if the foundation is your faith in Christ, then the walls or the steel or however you want to use it is the make your no mean no, because there's a consistency in that. There's a consistency in God. And I know that if I consistently live like that, that he knows the plans he has for me and their plans to bless me, then I'll get there. But I have to make my no mean no to eventually give my child the power of no. Mm. The power of once your no has been consistently no, then I will quickly learn over a period of, and quickly was facetious, of a decade, that I'm saying no to myself. No, I'm not supposed to do that. No, I'm not supposed to watch that, and have the discipline to do it, because I had the discipline to avoid the consequence with you when I was 18 months on to about 8 or 9 years old. Your no meant no. And so there are things that are no-brainers, but we need reminders about these things. Of course a child needs to go out the door, and as that child goes out the door, believing in something. Of course a child needs to go out the door not only believing something, but go out the door having the discipline to follow that something that he says he believes. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he just knows it, but he doesn't follow it. And there's an amazing amount of guilt and frustration in that. A parent has to set the groundwork for that. A parent has to make that happen.
So basically, you're setting up house here, and this is kind of part one of the 30 things, which you can listen to all these broadcasts on parentingtoday.org. As we flesh them out, we'll be posting them up, but this is sort of a summary of all of them. You've already said part one, the stability of the house, the foundation, and you've got sort of the philosophy of life and the walls.
Well, everybody has a philosophy of life. Mm-hmm. Your philosophy of life is how you make your decision. It's your decision-making template. Make me happy, do this, experience this, taste that, look at that. Or a philosophy of life that God knows best. So what does he say about this? Right. But then the discipline to do what I know God wants me to do. Right. Those are the first two. And I think locked into that is every parent needs to decide there are going to be cracks in these walls. Mm-hmm. And you need to decide to defeat the temper tantrum. Defeat the temper tantrum. The temper tantrum is all about impulse control.
And we still deal with that as adults.
Oh, yes. Right? Because we have not been given the training to defeat the temper tantrum. And all of a sudden, our temper tantrums, I mean, I've seen it on the highway, are huge.
Right.
And a lot more volatile. I think I need to understand, every parent needs to understand, that every child's different. And the fact that every child's different means the child needs to be treated differently. Mm-hmm. And you will hear the word not fair. Every child's different. Different age, different temperament, different efforts. I think that's another one of those components. Not fair is not acceptable. Life isn't fair.
Right.
And I'm not
and
here
it gets more unfair as you get older.
Oh, yeah. If you're still using the word not fair, you must be under 30. because over 30 ought to know it's not fair. And you live in America, you've got the long end of the fair stick. Mm-hmm. It's just astounding.
Yeah.
Then another thing imperative for a parent is don't become the consequence. You become the consequence when you are inconsistent, yelling and screaming, arguing with the child. Mm-hmm. If you know means no, you don't need to argue with the child. But don't become the consequence. It's far too severe when your child has pushed you to the point where you absolutely lose it and you become the consequence. And so I think the next step in this, and another imperative, is get out of the way and let your child learn. Mm-hmm. Because so often we come along behind our child and take care of them. Mm-hmm. You forgot your book, so I brought it back to school. You forgot your lunch, so I brought it back to school. You didn't get your homework done, so I, whatever.
And these are all the little things that, like you say, they're kind of cracks in the wall that if you're not careful, the wall might come crashing down at some point in life because, like you say, these little situations, did you get your backpack? They're no big deals. You're taking care of babying your child, but then when they get older,
they're huge.
Who knows?
They're huge. You don't show up to work with your work.
Yeah.
You're not here anymore. There are all these things that we seem are little for the child and not worth a hassle. And I'm going to take them on. And I'm going to take care of it. I'll do this. I'll help you. I know you didn't finish your science project. Just go to bed. Whatever it is. These are practices for adulthood. And we want to set our children up to win at this. So, you know, get out of the way and let them learn. Really, you know, maybe I'd even change the title. Get out of the way and let them fail. And that's a really hard thing for the American parent, especially the American mom. Along with that, another imperative, give them responsibility. They need to be given responsibility to complete some things. Responsibility to this is what you have to do. Mm-hmm. You don't do this, there's a consequence. And then I think we need to take action for home invasions. We allow.
What do you mean by home invasions?
Well, we allow the world to invade our family.
You're talking about internet or outside people?
I think that's one of them. Unplug. Unplug. I think one of them is we have to choose their times that are unplugged. If we have a child that can't unplug, then we unattach that child to that apparatus. And, you know, it's amazing to me, although watching parents get it, it's amazing to me how hard a parent thinks it is to take a mobile phone away from a 14-year-old. And yet watching, I had a parent, I got this email going back and forth with this parent, and watching her realize this is ridiculous and take the phone away. And even take the phone away when the ex is paying for the phone, mm-hmm. but you're in my house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Joshua said, as for me in my house, regardless of whether we vote, we didn't vote. And I've asked you not to do that. And you knew ahead of time not to do that. And you did it anyway. And you're telling me that it's, you know, it's not yours. Dad bought it for me. Guess what? We're done here. We will park that phone when I tell you to park that phone. Otherwise, we will take that phone. And you can pick it up again when your dad comes to get you on the weekend. Whatever it is, we have to help them unplug. But I think another kind of home invasion here is the overly active with too many activities child.
Doing, we're so busy.
Oh, we're so busy we don't get to be family.
Yeah.
We get these little performing individuals. Then I want to teach them. There's some things I want to do, prepare for the day they leave home. And one of those is, and we've talked about this before, time management. I want to make them time management experts. That's an imperative. I want to make them money management experts. That's an imperative. I want to teach them how to give rather than just spend a lifetime getting. That's an imperative. I want to give them the keys that will open doors.
Hmm.
That's graciousness. That's please and thank you. I don't know if I've ever told you, but the first job I ever got was because of no thank you, sir. First job I ever got was down at a gas station near the house where I grew up in Bethesda, Maryland, and putting air in the tire. And this older man came over and said, "Can I help you, son?" And I said, "No, thank you, sir." And he looked at me and he walked away and he came back and he said, "Can I have your home phone number?"
Hmm.
And I was probably 16. I can't remember. And I was terrified. I didn't know where he was calling my dad. And he called my dad and asked my dad if he could offer me a job. My dad got in the car to see what I'd done and came to the gas station. And I worked for that man through the rest of high school and summers in undergraduate school.
Hmm.
It was just amazing. Because of no thank you, sir, he said it had been so long since he'd heard that.
And it's sometimes the little things in life that just create an atmosphere or a persona that makes a difference when they walk into a room.
It's very hard to teach graciousness to adults. But you can teach graciousness to a child. You don't think so because they're so self-centered and they don't think of those things. But when you go nuts, when they're gracious and they're polite, but then I have to be gracious and polite. They have to see that in me.
And to them, too,
yeah,
to the kids.
And that's an absolute, that's a keys to the kingdom. That's a door opener for your kids.
Mm.
And then I want to fill my house. Now that we've built the house, I want to fill my house. I want to fill my house with fun. Fun, remember fun?
Yeah, be the house with all the parties in it.
No, be the house where you're taking out games and dying laughing as everybody's beating Dad. Everybody on the board game is ganging up on Dad for Pictionary or Monopoly, whatever it is. And Dad and the little one are just doing everything they can to keep their head above water. There'll always be one child that will want to help Dad, which
right.
is hilarious, and be in tears before the night's over. And as you grow older and older, the laughter is absolutely astounding. I think another thing when you fill your house is date your child.
Mm.
We've talked about that. The importance of putting your child in your calendar and each child getting some separate time. Choose to listen. We're going through 30 imperatives now, and we'll break each one down one a day. Choose to listen to your child. Take the time to listen to your child. I think another thing that's very, very important is teach your children to serve mom.
Mm, to serve their authority figures or to serve mom?
I think dad, if there's a dad in a home, he needs to teach the children to serve mom. That's a missing element in our culture that is very, 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 very important. This whole change of attitude towards the female gender will not happen because of proclamations or societal change. It has to happen through family change. And in our home, we learn to serve mom. I think another one is teach your children to read, the enjoyment of reading. Have a reading night. We'll talk about that another time. I think read them the word. They need to hear me reading them what I think is truth. We're going to read lots of fun books, and we read lots of fun books growing up, but read them the word. And I think get out there, out of that house with them. That means show up. If it's important enough for them to be there, it's important enough for me to show up.
Mm.
Be on the sidelines during practice. You know, I can take whatever it is I have to take and go over and sit in a chair while they're doing practice. Show up at parties. We've talked about that before. Show up at parties, make sure they're doing at parties what they say they're doing. Then get in their space, get in their cyberspace.
Like their own Facebook profile.
Absolutely. Get that password and get in there. Let them know you're in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm doing because I love you. I think they need to be observing me also. And that's a whole nother section that we're going to look at. Let them see your faith. Do they see my faith?
Mm-hmm.
Then another part of that is as I'm teaching them to serve mom, do they see each of us in our marriage serve each other?
Mm-hmm.
Do they see us go out of our way to serve each other? Huge one. And I've heard my son talk about how valuable this was to him. Admit you're wrong when you're wrong. When you're wrong, say it. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? That's a huge thing.
Yes.
I think a couple of final things in those homes, get loud. And what I mean by get loud is they need to hear you applauding their effort.
Mm.
Man, when you make a good choice, applaud it. Get loud means eat dinner together. Have fun. Be together. Eat dinner. Have all these great discussions. And then a final one, as we're looking at all these, take vacations together. I'm amazed at how many people take vacations with other families. Even if it's a staycation.
Mm-hmm.
Shut everything down. Be in the house, decide to have fun, decide to spend time together. There are some things that enrich the soil for your child to grow. And we've got to decide as couples and as families, we're going to do the imperatives to raise healthy children to change the world.
And that's what we're going to be talking about for the next several weeks. I hope you can join us as we go one by one on these 30 things that every parent must do to train their child to be ready for adulthood. Here on Parenting Today, you're listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries, and I'm your host, Ruthie J. To find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries and maybe even give to the ministry or find all the resources available there, you can find it online at shfm.org. And if you want to hear this program, sort of a summary of what we'll be talking about in the next couple weeks, you can hear it again and share it with some friends online at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org.